It's happening this weekend, the annual Rumble in the Jungle, the Wild Jungle Love Moor Party at Safari West. On the KSRO live line with us is Jared Maddock. Good morning, Jared.
Good morning. How are you?
I am fine. Now, this is an annual event for Safari West, but the focus of this particular thing, in line with Valentine's Day, has a lot to do with animals and, dare I say, their mating customs. Yes?
It does indeed. Yeah. We do several events throughout the year. This one's probably my favorite. I don't know if you know this, but Safari West is above all a conservation breeding facility. So we have a lot of courtship and mating going on anyway. And this is just a special event that lets us kind of highlight that more than we would normally get to.
Hey, well, unless we talk about animal courtship.
In terms of highlighting, Hello? As you say, how does the event actually work? Take me through it.
So it's definitely an adult-only tour that we put on this time every year. Mm-hmm. Typically, we're getting couples in here. You're going to come in and enjoy a delicious lunch first before the tour starts.
Okay.
I'll be involved in that, kind of breaking the ice, getting everybody warmed up for their ride. And then once you've engaged in our delicious meal and had maybe a glass of wine to drink, we'll load everyone up onto our classic safari vehicles and head out into the collection. The guides are some of our more, let's say, charismatic individuals on property.
I guess
and they're
going to
be going out of their way to find some of this behavior to highlight for people.
So this is a during-the-day event, is that right?
Yeah, lunch serves right around noon, and then we head out to actually go explore the collection, usually between 1:30 and 2, and it runs about 3 hours out there in the field.
Do the animals actually cooperate with you, Jared? I mean, are they on your time schedule or the tour's time schedule?
So, looking back at last year, the animals are definitely doing their own thing. However, this time of year does tend to be kind of courtship and breeding season for several of our species in the collection. So,
like?
Last year, at least, we saw a lot of pretty flamboyant behavior. It was a good run.
Really, what kind of animals are we talking about that exhibit this flamboyancy?
Last year, we saw some competition between two male giraffes, both a little young to be parents yet, but kind of behaving that way. And within our antelope herds, kudu, eland, stuff like that.
Where the deer and the antelope play, huh?
Yeah.
Okay,
and we had a male rhino definitely in the mood.
Wow. I don't want to be too close to that action because rhinoceroses are huge animals.
Luckily we can see them from a distance.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Well, in doing some research for this interview yesterday, I spent some time with Darwin, the bush baby that was brought in yesterday afternoon to the drive, a very cool little animal. And I know that the first we should tell people that the Lang family and Peter Lang was raised with animals all around him, right?
He was indeed. His father, Otto, was a film director in Hollywood and worked on a lot of shows like Doctari. Some of you may remember that,
yeah.
With the cross-eyed lion, chimpanzees. So he's been around exotics for pretty much his entire life.
So it seems like a natural segue for him to begin something like Safari West, which has really become such a huge part of Sonoma County, and it just seems to fit right in with our lifestyle
absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely.
How many people do you expect at this Rumble in the Jungle, Jared?
Well, we do limit the seating on the trucks a little bit. You know, we want people to be feeling romantic while they're out there, so we're not going to cram everyone in shoulder to shoulder. We've got a little bit of space left on Saturday and some seats available for Sunday, but it should be about 8, maybe 10 people per each truck. It should be a nice, comfortable ride.
All right, and folks are going to wonder, what does it cost?
You know, I don't actually have that number in front of me right now.
I do.
Sorry, Art. Our internet is down.
It's about I think it's about $148 for
that
lunch.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
Lunch,
yeah.
And the tour. So we'll see, I guess, as we go along and ride that bumpy Jeep throughout Safari West, how many animals are in the mood for Valentine's Day weekend. Jared, thanks for being with us this morning, and good luck to you this afternoon and through the weekend.
Oh, thank you. I look forward to seeing everybody on Saturday and Sunday. And for those of you who haven't made reservations yet, go ahead and go to safariwest.com. Should be pretty self-explanatory from there. Thanks, Pat and Larry. Appreciate
you
it.
You bet. Wild Jungle Love, a Moor Party at Safari West going on this weekend.